Tune into ESG Matters with Risk Insights, where we explore ESG with impact. Welcome back to another episode of ESG Matters with Risk Insights. I'm your host, Anushka Bogdanov. As many companies and countries are preparing for ESG, the implementation of ESG regulations due to IFRS S1 and S2, as well as CSRD, they still havoc due to this new governance format. I unpacked a synopsis of what the differences are between regulations versus frameworks versus ratings in the last podcast. Now, it is important that regulators remain consistent and take Africa and the rest of the world along with them and impose regulations that are future fit and purpose fit. Framework providers need to be transparent, consistent, and independent so that companies gather data to ultimately drive compliance and business transformation due to the new regulations of non-financial disclosure. There are over 600 rating agencies around the world, with Risk Insights being the largest ESG rating provider for African data. Each rating agency has a different rating methodology, and the probability of sustainable versus not sustainable of a company is still in its infancy to be determined as academia and risk professionals work through the data and regression testing. Unlike the probability of default, where the default definition is standardized due to the Basel Accord, that is 90 days in arrears or 3 missed installments or 3 missed payments is a default, or 180 days in arrears is a non-performing loan. It makes calculating the probability or the good bad odds much easier. For non-financial data performance, there is a long way to go to understand causality rather than just correlation. The IFRS S1 and S2 regulations consider stress testing of various E variables that might impact the financial materiality of companies in the long run, as this will impact the valuations and the NPV of companies. So the role of assurance providers, regulators, and ESG ratings will be very important for market participants. Location-based data as well as group data for companies operating in multiple jurisdictions will also play a significant role for risk management, disclosure, alpha, beta, as well as proper calibration so that there is no misinformation or any greenwashing. Africa data and African companies must be considered as our markets have different social and governance risks. There are many that argue that Africa has a history of many failures, governance breaches, and may need to be led on ESG. I don't necessarily support this view, as there is no one-size-fits-all with regards to companies and countries on a continent that has a young democracy, poorer economies with limited access to social and economic lifts, as well as being a resource-based continent. Providing longer lead times to adopt or adapt to regulations is not the answer for Africa. Future-proofing and protecting the African continent's lower carbon footprint is much more important for the globe, which means we need to keep this footprint low. This means that Africa would require climate finance from developed nations to manage its renewable energy development capabilities while transitioning to carbon neutrality, financing waste management projects to reduce carbon emissions, water management projects to recycle water in an efficient manner with the high efficacy of low pollution to reduce emissions, manage e-waste as data science and artificial intelligence and the digital economies grow, as well as technologies in health, education, and infrastructure in this new economy of green expansion takes place. All of this will lead to new job opportunities and major infrastructure projects in Africa. So project finance vehicles in investment banking, together with development finance institutions, will be critical for Africa financial projects, while equity and ESG analysts will use ESG stress tests on valuations and NPVs of future cash flows to make a market for green stocks. You will find that retail banking will also benefit from green mortgages, green car finance, green credit cards, as well as green cash transaction purchases. So risk management in banking for green finance transactions will assist Africa pivot and adapt to this new era. So basically, the capital and debt markets for carbon transitioning is set to grow, helping economies and GDP. So Africa needs to take advantage of this opportunity. Climate finance is already taking center stage and gaining momentum across the globe, with the recent announcement by the Biden administration that have invested over $6 billion in industrial carbonization projects. Now, coming back to ratings, frameworks, and regulations, transparency and consistency is going to be key to attract finance through empirical data for market confidence. So big and international no longer mean better. We just had Vanguard being found guilty of misleading green investing claims in Australia. So as stakeholders, let's be wise, let's be smart, let's disclose data accurately, fairly, and transparently to gain that competitive advantage rather than carry the contingent liability of being sued for incorrect reporting. I'm Anushka Bogdanov. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and that you share, you like it, you repost it, and join me for another episode of ESG Matters with Risk Insights. Ciao for now.